If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The annual stuff I love. And, you know, for me, I'm still relatively new. It's 3 years in here solo, and I did a fourth with Ray Dunaway. And the folks at IUOE, Local 478, for me, like, I'm a white-collar guy, right? I mean, I feel like to be in 478, you need an iron handshake. I mean, you're in the office, and you almost broke my hand. So, I mean, the work you guys do is amazing, and the fact that you're here is awesome. Nate Brown joining us, and Greg Streed from IUOE, Local 478. First of all, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
What IUOE?
International Union of Operating Engineers.
Okay, perfect. 478, how many are there?
There's several across the country in Canada.
But why 478?
That's the charter that they had given us.
Just the, is it a, like a randomized? Yeah. Really? It's that long ago?
Yeah. We're coming up on close to 120 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, and is this the muscle over
this
here?
This is a couple of my guys, a couple of my organizers, one of my business agents for Fairfield and Litchfield County made it out here this morning.
Oh, nice. So, coming up from where? In Fairfield County?
Yeah.
Arlington.
Oh, wow, not bad. Beautiful part of the state. It's probably snowing there right now, I'm sure.
I wonder what heavy equipment there was 100 years ago.
I'm trying to think.
The old steam shovels.
Yeah, that's right.
The old steam shovels.
Well, I mean, listen, it is 2020. Like, when I was younger and you said 100 years ago, it would be in the 18s, right? That's different. Yeah. But now, 1925, construction was starting to be
sure
more
was.
The contemporary construction. And you have that facility. And again, so you tell us who's in a part of your group. Because, I mean, the IUOE is, people don't realize what that is. Like, who's in... Who are your members?
It's all of it's men and women in Connecticut's construction industry that run heavy equipment. A lot of your bigger type heavy and highway projects, school work, big buildings. You know, the Amazon job right now in Waterbury that's under construction. There's close to 60 operating engineers on that project.
Has the warehouse boom been a boom for you guys?
It has been. You know, we're not on all of them, but when we have the opportunity, the last few that have taken place here in Connecticut, we've been on them, and they've been great jobs to be part of.
Are there some like that are union folks and some that aren't? Like,
absolutely.
Is Amazon like strictly like they, because they don't unionize their employees at the warehouses, but they go through you guys?
They sometimes do, not all the time. It's the most responsible, lowest bidder that can get the job done on a timely manner. And
you know, Greg, how is in general, like, in terms of the age demographics of the people who are in this business? I mean, the things we talk about, you know, Joey's a huge proponent of the trades, as you probably well know, and it's my point with people like you or Electric Boat, you know, it is a real pathway to a middle class life, which there aren't as many in America as there used to be. Are you getting young people involved?
Yeah, we have two application periods, one in June and one in October. We do get a very good turnout for those. We run two programs, one for heavy equipment operators, but also mechanics, heavy equipment mechanics too, as well. And we graduated 24. We brought in 25 more this year.
And how does that compare to, say, like 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
We consistently stay the same with the number we bring in. But pretty much we have 98 people in the program right now.
Okay, so they go through this, they apply, say they get accepted.
Yeah.
And obviously it costs a certain amount of money to go through it. How long does it take when they're done with it? What are they able to do?
So,
and then how much are they able to make?
So it's a four-year program, 6,000 hours. They learn as they earn. It doesn't cost them anything to be part of us. We train them for free with the, you know, opportunities we're providing them with a career. You know, at the end of it, you know, they start off at 60% of what a journeyman's rate is. You know, so starting off, they're around a $30 an hour employee. You know, plus their benefit package.
And it just goes up.
Every year that they progress into the next level of their apprenticeship.
And what are the ranges? So the mechanics, obviously, you have to fix the machines.
Yeah.
And then what's the range of machines? I think of like backhoes and excavators, and that's where my expertise sort of ends.
Yeah, I mean, it's endless now, especially as technology has kicked in, with cranes and larger cranes.
How does technology impact that stuff?
A lot of GPS.
Yeah, a lot of great control systems, you know,
so
automation.
You can find out what's in the ground that you're starting to carve up?
Pretty much that's turned over into that direction where – you know, 3D models are built for, you know, the machines to run off of. It's changed drastically that way.
Huh. Yeah. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Just probably excited this time of year to have some heat in the cabin. we're talking with Nate Brown and Greg Street from IUOE Local 478. And, you know, since you've been around for so long, have you had your foundation? Like, how long have you been... obviously doing stuff like you're doing today, which we'll get to in a second.
We've had our charities account now for decades. And each year we grab charities, pick charities that we want to participate in. And this is one that we did last year. And, you know, I'm a 5-to-9er, right? So I listen to you guys all the time. And with what you and Joey and Matt and Morgan and Mark do back at TIC, you guys do a great job. And with what you do for the Salvation Army here and what Ray did for all those years, we
is that what brought you down? Is that what? Because I mean, you know, last year was your first year with us. Like, what made you want to? Because you do a couple different charities. What made you want to get involved with the holidays?
What the Salvation Army does for the community. They're an important, intricate part of the state of Connecticut, and we felt that giving back to them go a long ways.
So is it the type of thing where part of you peel off part of the dues, or is there a fundraising effort you do internally?
It's just a fundraising through our charity golf outing. The membership at their Christmas party, they'll donate $15 for their ticket. That'll go to the charities and gives us the opportunity to do things like this.
Where's the golf tournament?
It's been in Oxford for a while now, Oxford Greens.
Yeah, I've played there before. That's a good spot down Route. You got to go to Route 8, right?
Yeah.
Down that part of the state. The practice facility you guys have, it's fun for me. Can you talk a little bit about, because your training is, you have to be hands-on. Yeah. You can't really do it in a classroom. You got to figure out what to do. Just tell us about it.
So we do both classroom and hands-on. We try to do as much hands-on as we can. And actually, we're on a good pathway now to building a new training facility. So that's where we're at right now. We bought 38 acres in Meriden. It's going to be on top of what we already have.
Where's the one you already have is in Meriden too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
so you bought it like an adjacent parcel?
No, it's across town, but it's you know where we're going to move all of our cranes and all of our earth moving equipment to.
Because you've dug everything up in the other place? Or?
No, we're both places would be... Both places would be that, just more of the size of the footprint because we've grown so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, with running all the machines that we do, you know, our Saturdays are our biggest day, and we'll have, you know, probably close to 100 people there on Saturdays just training.
If you're in a program, you can just sort of sign up and start just going out there and working a crane just to get some extra. I think of, like, taking slap shots out back or, like, shooting hoops. They can just, like, drive over and just dig up some dirt and practice.
We have scheduled classes where we divide people up to make sure we can, you know, it's they're running something all of the time, you know, so.
Is the work how much safer is it now than maybe even like 20 or 30? Because I feel like a lot of technology when it comes to this stuff is incremental. You talk about the GPS, that's different, but the equipment itself and the actual act of doing it. And is it that much safer than, say, I mean, I know than 50 years ago, but then like 20 years ago?
Yes, yeah. And technology's played a role in that. And also, you know, ergonomics of the machines played a role in that. And, yeah, it's a lot safer. And, you know, just regulations have, you know, done that too. You know, it's moved us in that direction.
Listen, the folks who came up today, and obviously Nate and you, Greg, I mean, for me personally, and I know I speak for Joey, Matt, and Morgan, and Mark, and Bob, you know, for you to stick with us, you know, WTIC, you know, they rely on us, and we take it personally when we get this kind of support, especially since if you're a consumer of what we do. We're just super grateful, not only for the dollar amount. I mean, the $5,000 check is huge, and it goes towards everything from food to the gifts to the shelter to human traffic. I mean, they do everything at the Salvation Army. And so this isn't just about the holidays. This is for the whole year round in their operation. Yeah. So thank you so much, guys. It's hugely meaningful. You can obviously grab a pie if you want, but you should at the minimum take one of these Kettle Club pins, and you can wear it proudly, you know, and let people know that you're a part of what we do. So thank you so much.
We appreciate
guys.
It. Right. Thank
really,
you very much.
Awesome. We really appreciate it.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.